The Dry Park is a perfect example of regentrification. I've seen the Dry Park, the bad times, in between times, and now appear to be moving toward better times. Well, in 1980, this street was a street where you could buy pharmaceutical goods 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So now that has just about been cleaned up. We don't see that anymore. So it's quite different. But I enjoyed when it was. I didn't appreciate it, but to see the activities that went on in 724, it was like Catfish Row. It was lively all the time. It was. I sat on this porch, and I would sit here, and I had a wonderful time, so intermingling with the customers going up and down the street. I think I saw everything, and I have been offered things for sale, everything under the sun except a house. I don't think anyone offered me a house. You could buy furniture, carpet, food. I don't think anyone offered me a car, but I could have gotten a car for a goodbye. And then we would have, each year we had a block party. Everybody came to the block party. Even the politicians would come. The Jacksons were here then. And our block parties, when they were here, they would have input into it. And they participated. So therefore, they knew people that, say, we didn't know, and they would invite these prominent people to come. So it wasn't unusual that we saw top-notch politicians who came to our block party. And we had a wonderful time. We had plenty of food, music, we had it all. In fact, for a short period, while all that was, even the customers who came on the street, they would come and they were perfectly behaved. It was the best of times. It was a wonderful time, even though it was undergirded by that class of people.
Was it safe? You say the best of times. Was it safe?
Yeah, I mean, I said the parties.
The block parties.
Even those who were on their worst behavior, they would come, but they still would behave on their best. That's why I said it was like a good time. During the 80s, in the early 80s, there was all of the... Well, this was a neighborhood of very influential, intellectual African-Americans. The suburbs had opened up in the 70s and 80s. So you had this flight of the intelligentsia and the wealthy and influential people to the suburbs. So they left, I guess, in the late 70s, and it was completed during the 80s. So that's when the neighborhood became full of rentals, flop houses, drug houses, and so forth and so on.
Where did you see the people get shot? You saw someone get chased and shot?
We had plenty of those. We had one, two, three. We had about five on this block. Two at the corner, one here in front of my house. I think two were shot at the end of the block here. It's so long, I forgot how many it was. I didn't come out to investigate. I wasn't crazy enough.
Didn't you see someone chasing someone?
Oh, yeah. I saw them, yeah. Yeah. In fact, the two were shot at the end. There was some renovation. There was a big dumpster there at the corner. And the guys were, a lady and a man were chasing these guys. And I never, the lady was calling, shoot him. I won't say what he said. Shoot him. But anyway, they cornered them, dotting around that dumpster, and shot them. That was about 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, I know, I never did go out and look, let's take that. And then the others, I didn't know about the one that got blown away on that step there until I came out the next morning, and the police had all the tapes up. Then they told me what had happened. So, all that's gone. I don't like to remember it. The clientele had great respect for the mayor. If he would come out on that porch and they would see him, they would stop and speak. And he was very nice to them. He never frowned or anything. He just accepted them as people. And they loved it. If you see any of those people that who pass through here, the first thing they ask about is Mayor Washington. Great respect for him. And he had the ability to make you feel at ease. We have now an integrated culture. When I came here, it was an all one culture that was predominantly black, and now as time changes, it's becoming predominantly white. So sure, there has to be a change. When we had the block parties, it was like what did I tell you? It was like Bourbon Street. You know, we had the big block party. We had the coming of celebrities, plenty of food, musicians, all that. We don't have that anymore. We during that time we knew everybody.